Let's do a little bit of loving kindness practice with a heavier emphasis on equanimity. So, taking your good meditation posture, I think you know what to do when I say that. It's getting into the body in a way that feels right to you. Connecting with the breath. At this point, let's just touch on offering a sense of loving kindness to ourselves. So at this point, you've done some loving kindness before, you know what I'm referring to. You could bring yourself to mind, an image in your own head, or place your hand on your heart, or whatever feels right. Offering the aspirations. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I feel safe. May I feel loved. Letting this image go or placing your hand back on your thigh. Taking a breath by way of transition. We bring to mind an image of someone we actually really love and admire. This might be a friend, it might be a romantic partner, it might be someone else entirely. Holding their image in mind, we make the same aspiration for them. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. Letting their image go, taking a breath. We bring to mind our trusty neutral person, someone we don't know very well. Maybe they live in the neighborhood or as a work colleague. We may not necessarily know their name, but we hold their image in mind now and we make the same aspiration for them. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. Taking that breath, letting this person's image go. We do everyone's favorite step, which is bringing to mind that difficult person. Holding them in mind. We make the same aspiration for them. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. Now, here's the interesting part. We're going to, at this point, do the step of equanimity, dissolving the boundaries of opinion of all these beings. So if you'd like, you can keep that difficult person in mind, but also ourselves, our loved one, person we don't know very well, bringing them all into focus. So as if they were all sitting in the room with you, making it feel that visceral, that they're right here with you. And notice that desire to want to offer love to the loved one or the neutral person, not to want to do it for the difficult person. And in this moment, rest the heart. Rest the heart without bias. Allow it to be inclusive of all of us. And that's the thing, it's no longer me versus you, it's us. May we be happy. May we be healthy. May we feel safe. May we feel loved. Resting in any feeling of open-heartedness for these beings, letting these labels go of I like, I dislike, I don't know. Just be open. When you're ready, you can transition out of the practice and into the rest of your